Good morning, everybody. First of all, it's an honor for me to talk today because people that I follow my whole life, they are sitting right there. And it's an honor to represent these three institutions. I'm from Brazil, and don't look like, but I'm from Brazil, and I am a research scientist since 2002, and I changed the title a little bit, so I'm sorry if it, but it's the same thing, and basically it's, these three institutions is involved, and we are trying to, the title is Integration of Ultrasonic and Active Canopy Sensor to Estimate the In-Season Nitrogen Content for Corn. This is part of my PhD dissertation. So, basically, we all know that the nitrogen content requirement in corn fields, they are, it's not uniform. And nowadays we have a lot of tools and equipments that you can access this variability. For example, here in this figure, you can see that the beginning of this reflectance-based sensors, it's the chlorophyll meter, was the beginning of this pool of technologies, and then but the how can we access the spatial variability of nitrogen content in the plant using for example in a practical point of view, like big fields when you need to have a very fast application to respond your the corn requirement for nitrogen. So now they have active canopy sensors that basically they have their own source of light, and based on the reflectance you can adjust your nitrogen application in the same operation. For example, you don't need a previous map to do that, but you need to have previous calibration and algorithms to calculate the nitrogen and applying the on the go. So basically this experiment, the reasons for the sensor integration, it's that previous studies have shown that all the biophysical characteristics like leaf area index, plant height, and growth primary production, everything is correlated with chlorophyll content in the leaf or in the canopy, and the crop nitrogen status is correlated with this canopy reflectance indices or plant height. And the reason basically is if we use different sensors, how these sensors can help us to better to do better decisions regarding to nitrogen application on the go. The objectives, basically there are three objectives. The first one is basically the correlation between two sensors. Ultrasonic sensor is a kind of sonar sensor, and the optical sensor. And the second objective is to see how these sensors can differentiate nitrogen differences in corn plant. And then the third objective is to try integration of both sensors. This experiment was done in basically in two sites. I'm presenting only two sites. We have more sites this year, but it's still ongoing. And basically I will present the experimental stations results at 2 years and one farmer field. The growth stages and nitrogen rates on those sites are where several we measure the optical reflectance and the plant height using the sensor in V4, 5, several stages. And this 2 years here it's in the experimental station, and this is a farmer field in three growth stages. that we sense. Basically, the active canopy sensor that we used is the two-band sensor. It's a two-band sensor. It has a barely green or amber region of spectrum and near infrared. And basically, the vegetation index that I will be talking about is only chlorophyll index based, because of I think it's important to tell that about the saturation of NDVI. Several previous research, they show that after V10, you don't have too much variation of optical readings of the sensor. And this is why we are using the chlorophyll index based vegetation index. The ultrasonic sensor that we use it is this one, Senix model TS30. And basically what it does, it measures the distance from the sensor to the canopy or to the top object that the sensor can see. It's a sonar in ultrasonic, and so you basically need a calibration function to do that. The platform is not fun for to do the readings, but it's the only platform that it's able to do that, because you need to avoid in small plots compaction and several integrity of the plot. So we are using this bicycle equipped with several, and so you can sense since V4 and until R6. Doesn't matter. Like here, it's after immediately before TESO. And this is only the general view of the farmer field. We lay down small plots across the center pivots and run the bike in these plots. Let's go to the results. Basically, this is the average of everything. These are the actual value, actual output that the both sensors can read. For example, here you can see in 2008, since V4, the chlorophyll index increase until V8, and then there's decline and increase again. It's not continuous increasing. 2009 is a similar, but this is all the N rates together, just to have a general view. And this is what ultrasonic show. Basically, the major difference between these two sensors is that the plant height sensor, the ultrasonic, it has a linear response since V6. Here I have the correlation coefficients, the Pearson linear correlation between the sensors, and here a chlorophyll index versus plant height. 2008, if we found higher correlations since V8 until V13, and in chlorophyll index versus nitrogen rate, it's higher, it's 0.8, above 0.8. If you see correlation between plant height versus nitrogen, it's high in 2008. In general, in V10 and 13, I can say that it's the earlier stage that we can sense reasonable using both sensors. The corn yield and was correlated with sensor readings, and the integration didn't increase this ability to see a difference in nitrogen rates. Basically, the integration that we did, we multiply chlorophyll index times height, plant height. It's a simple integration. At the farmer field, the Pearson correlation, the linear correlation, it's higher in V10 and decrease a little bit in V13, but against chlorophyll index and height. And if you see the integration here at farmer field, there is a little bit of increasing comparing to chlorophyll index, only optical sensor or only ultrasonic sensor itself. The integration increased a little bit at farmer field. Here is the chlorophyll index and different growth stages. Statistically, we found only differences between rates since V8 until V13. Plant height is the same thing. You can differentiate using only plant height. This is the output that the sensor gives to you. Using the sufficiency index approach, that's basically you have a, we consider N nitrogen rich strip, and basically is a rate of the plot divided by the rich strip. We found the same results for these three rates. We can differentiate on, since V8 only. For chlorophyll index in 2009, it's different. The only, statistically speaking, the difference is only from zero to other rates. Probably the mineralization this year could be a factor for that, but the same behavior of plant height. And same thing in sufficiency index. Only in 2009, we found only V10 and 13. Different from 2008 that we found since V8, we can differentiate nitrogen rates. This year, it's only these two stages. To sum up, basically during both years, both sensors have the same ability to differentiate. When we normalize by sufficiency index, didn't improve the ability. So you can, for example, we didn't find difference between the real output of the sensor or the normalization. And plant height increase, unlike chlorophyll index, even declines at the end of vegetative stage. And the next step is to integrate all these readings in several growth stages with corn yield that we didn't do yet. Thank you. And I was almost
done. We have time for at least one question.
You found some significant differences at V8, V10, etc. If you threw out the zero end rate, would you have any significant differences at that point?
As I said, in 2008 we found differences between all the rates. You can differentiate 0 to 75, 75 and 150 and 300 using only the sensor output. But in 2009, as I showed, we didn't have, statistically speaking, difference between any rates using the integration of the two sensors, optical alone or plant height alone, but I need to investigate yet the corn yield. If the corn yield reflects the same in 2009, I don't know. In 2008, it's the correlation between yield is very high.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.